Psalms 92, verse 1. The Bible says it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. When we think about the rulers of this old world, just remember who's on the high. Who's high above everybody? The Lord is. And it says, forevermore, forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. Well, that's a promise right there. Hate Christians all you want. Hate God's people all you want. Hate Israel all you want. You're the loser. You're going to perish one day. All the enemies of God, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exhort like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. As a child, you grow up and they used to tell you, well, unicorns are make-believe and they're not real and all that. Then why did God record them in the Bible so much? I shall be anointed with fresh oil, not old oil. Aren't you glad the Holy Ghost, the anointing oil of God, the Spirit of God, aren't you glad it's not old? It's fresh every day. What God can do today through the Holy Ghost, through His Word, it can be something fresh tonight. Something that we never had before. But God can do it. I'm glad everything's fresh with God. Go to the grocery store, you want something fresh. You don't want old vegetables. You want fresh. Then you bring them home. You hope you eat them real quick so they don't spoil. How you know when a banana's gone bad? Just look at the color of it. Mine eye also shall see my desire of mine enemies. And my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. What a holy God we have. What a holy God we serve. But look at verse 1. I read all that because I enjoyed it. Maybe you got something out of it. But verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. What did Martha Stewart always say? It's a good thing or something. She always said something with her cooking shows or whatever she used to say. Something good. I don't remember. But it's a good thing to give thanks with the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer again. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for being in the house of God tonight. We thank you for the people that are here. Thank you, Lord, for you, being you, for loving us, caring about us, for sending your darling son, Jesus, to die for us. And Lord, the request, You know the hearts of your people. You know what they need. You know our desires. You throw in some blessings there with this I want sometimes. But God, we pray for Wesley that you'll just put that hedge of protection around him and all the people there. You'll just watch after him. Pray, God, for others that aren't here for work or sickness, whatever reason. We just pray, God, that you'll bless them. And Father, we just pray that you'll bless tonight. Oh, God, help me to be a blessing tonight. Bless your word, bless your people, and we'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, God said, it's a good thing to give thanks. When do you preach a Thanksgiving message? When do you sing the Christmas songs? I would love to sing the Christmas songs all year long. Boy, it just really gets you in the mood when Christmas comes around. Instead of just wait at Christmas and sing all the Christmas songs. That's why don't we sing them in the spring, sing them in the summer, sing them in the fall. Amen. But why do we have one day of Thanksgiving when we, people of children of God, we're thankful every day? Amen. Be thankful. The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to God. It's a good thing. Psalms 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Do you have good health tonight? Do you have bad health tonight? Do you have wealth? Do you have poverty? We can be thankful about all kinds of things. You know, the problem a lot of times is people don't look for something to be thankful for. I thank God for my job. I thank God for the people that I work with, whether it's management, postmaster, or whoever. I thank God for them. Because some things that they do, it teaches me, do the opposite. If you want to know what's right, just do the opposite of what they tell you a lot of times. But you know, you can find something to be thankful for. Even in your job or just wherever, you can find something to be thankful for. And God says it's a good thing to give thanks. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. In everything give thanks, the Bible says. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus, concerning you. God wants us to be thankful. God wants us to be thankful Christians. God deserves our thankfulness. Sometimes we as Christians, we forget to be thankful. I'll be the first. Not thankful a lot of times. A lot of times that old unthankfulness and that old bitterness or just whatever creeps in through these emotions that we have in this body. But we need to remember to try to be thankful because it's a good thing to be thankful. We can understand this world not wanting to be thankful. The world is unthankful. Our government is unthankful. People think that they got where they got because of them. It's not because of what God allowed you the ability to study or get the education that put you wherever you're at. They think it's them. Well, I went to school, I got a good education, I got this, now I'm the supervisor, now I'm the boss, now I'm the president, now I'm just whatever, I'm the CEO. I climbed up that ladder. They forgot that God helped them climb up that ladder. Because without the ability to be able to study, to do what they've done, and without the health to be able to move and your being, they wouldn't get where they're at. You know, I don't know music like Cody knows music. But I hope and pray whatever Cody wants to do with it, that God will just show him and open the doors and help him get on up there. Jesus tarries, we never know. He might be leading the Philharmonic Orchestra one day. We don't know. Only God knows. Amen. We laugh and we say whatever, but you know what? God knows. God knew. You know, people say, how'd you get to Lexington? I can tell you exactly how I got out here. You want to hear it after the service? I can tell you exactly. Because I saw how God got me here, to here, to here, to here, to here, to meet Cindy, to get married, and on, you know, I see it. I saw the hand of God. After I got saved, I saw how God moved me out here. But the world, they say, I worked hard for it. It's mine. My abilities, my sweat, so it's mine. God is left out. Watch who they thank. Who do they thank when the ball games? Who do they usually thank? The coaches? Who's the assistant coaches of a lot of football teams? Nobody knows. Who's the assistant pastors of a lot of churches? I hope you know who it is here. But the world, they say, well, because of our good coaching and our good training and because of this and that, that's why we're where we're at today. But they forget it's because of God. Because of God. God's left out of everything. People don't pray over their food. Go out in public. People might watch. God wants us to be thankful. This world we live in is so unthankful, they need to see some people being thankful sometimes. Amen. I've never met Carl Hatch, but I still remember what he said on one of his preaching tapes, talking about how he'd gone into a restaurant. You talk about boldness. He walks in there, they bring him his food, and he just looks at everybody, hey, y'all prayed over your food. I'm going to pray over mine. So he stood up and started praying. And people probably thinking, what that crazy nut? But boy, some of them might have come under conviction. Well, we forgot to pray. Prayed out loud and just, he didn't care. Well, what if we went into a place and did that? Go and sit down and say, hey, y'all prayed over y'all food. Y'all prayed over y'all's food. Y'all pray. I'm going to pray. I'll pray over yours too. If you're already eating it, God will bless what's in your belly. I mean, the devil don't care. He throws all his junk. When we going to take a stand? As Christians, you can't blame the government. You can't blame the school system. You can't blame it. I believe the blame starts right here in the house of God. God said if the house of God can't make it through the judgment, if Sodom and Gomorrah is more tolerable, they'll make it. What about then the house of God? Well, it says something about us. Judgment going to fall here. We know it's going to fall out there. But if it falls here, they ain't going to get spared. But be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful for answered requests. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. What is your request tonight? But thank God for answered requests. What have you been praying for that God has answered? We could all testify and say, you know, God has done this. God has answered this. God has answered that. That girl right there is a miracle from God tonight. I remember at 5 o'clock in the morning when Chelsea was born, praying to God because we didn't know she was in the neonatal unit, didn't know if she was going to live or not. Praying, I said, God, if she doesn't get saved, take her now. If she rebels against you, take her now. I said, God, I don't want her to grow up and go to hell. I don't want her to grow up and get out of church or just get out of anything to do with you. I said, God, take her now. I said, I'll be fine. Cindy will be fine. I said, everything will be fine. But God, at 5 o'clock in the morning, the Holy Ghost said, Lewis, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Got saved at a young age. In church, I hope they stay in church, but I don't know. I mean, you know, you got so much excitement out in the world and so much excitement going on in other churches that's not in the name of God. And we're little, and I know they may not find a husband in this church. Well, Cody may not find a wife in this church, but you know what? God can bring somebody in this church. God knows where they are. Amen. And God knows how to get them to Beacon Baptist Church. Amen. Some missionary or somebody coming out of another state or somebody coming in different things and might come in here and say, you know, God led me to Lexington and I want to come to this church and they happen to have a boy or a girl about the same age. We never know. But we got to just be thankful and wait on God. Answered request. I remember when the girls were little, we were going to Atlanta, Georgia to a funeral. And it was cold and rainy, and we got there at about 10:30. And I'll go in there at the hotel. I said, this will be a good one. I walk in, and black man says, I'm sorry, we full. I said, you're full? I said, this is the middle of the week. This is a Wednesday. I said, we got people coming from all over that work here during the week. He said, we're full during the week. I said, well, what about the one across the street? They full too. I said, there's anybody around here? I said, I just need a room for tonight. I said, I'm going to a funeral tomorrow, then we're leaving to go back. I said, I just need a room for the night, a non-smoking room, or even a smoking if you got that. I said, I just need a room. I got my wife, my two little babies out in the car. I mean, they were young. They're sleeping. It's cold and probably could have been sleeping for all I know. I just need a room. Ain't nobody got no room. I walked outside and told Cindy. While I was talking to Cindy, I was talking to somebody else. So you can do that at the same time. Only God you can do that with. Amen? Because God got big ears. How he can hear all the cries of people in this world, I can't. Sounds like going to a place that sounds like noise. Amen? You don't understand nothing. Not even the people at your table. What'd you say? What'd you say? What'd you say? But I'm talking to God while I was talking to Cindy. Ain't got no room. I said, God, we need a room. You know we need a room. And we only need it just for a few hours, just to sleep. I walked back in there. I said, sir. I said, we just need a room. I got room. You know, I go from praising God and thanking him I got a room. No sooner than just that, I want to bubble up inside and knock that black man out. I'm like, why'd you just lie to me a few minutes ago and tell me you don't have a room, but now you got a room? I said, God somewhere changed his heart. Because I was ready to knock his heart out of his chest. Amen. I said, God worked it to where we got a room. Thank God for answered requests. Amen. My brother Dean, God, nowhere in his life. I remember him coming over to the house, cooking steaks and everything. No sooner than they were done, he griping and complaining about this. You ain't got that kind of dressing. You ain't got that kind of steak sauce. You ain't got that. And he's sitting down there chomping away, eating and stuff. And I said, Dean, I was sitting in the girls' room. Y'all gone somewhere. It was just me, Dean, and my brother John. I said, well, I like to pray. He said, well, you can go ahead and pray, whatever, you know. I'll pray for your half of your dinner that you already ate. You know, hopefully you won't get indigestion or something as fast as you were eating that stuff down. Man. But I prayed. And, you know, it was just, you know, Jesus and all that is just a joke to them. Nothing important. Just not how God can change and answer your request. Do you need me to pray, Dean? Can I pray for you? A couple of hours go by while he's over at the hospice house. Try and talk to him, help him, whatever. Mama goes to the bathroom. I said, we're getting ready to leave. Mama goes to the bathroom. I'm just, like I said, you've heard this. I look at this TV. No sooner than I look at the TV and I look back, his hand's up. And I grabbed it. I said, looked him in the eye. Like I'm looking to stop. You want me to pray? And he nodded his head, yes. And I prayed. And I told him, I said, after I got through praying, I said, do not leave this earth without Jesus. I said, Jesus loves you. I said, I love you. I said, Jesus wants you to be in heaven. I want you to be in heaven. I said, don't go to hell, Dean. I said, don't leave earth without Jesus. And he nodded his head and said, yes. That's all I had to go on. Before to hear my brother John, when you look at him in the casket, he said, Bubba. That's what he called him. He said, well, where did I get that nickname Bubba from? He said, he don't know, but that's what Dean's always been known to John. You know, Bubba. If I call up and I say, well, how's Dean doing? He said, Bubba doing good, as far as I know. He said, Bubba, I don't know where he got it. But he said, Bubba looked so peaceful. He did. Looked so peaceful, laying in that casket. Well, if he's with the Lord right now, that's been an answered request many, many years of praying for his salvation. Thank God for answered requests. Thank God for strength from resources. Amen. We have libraries we can go to and get books. We have schools and colleges and get educated and everything. But when it comes to being thankful, thank God for our resource, the Word of God. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. That's where you learn and you know everything that's going on in this old world. You'll find it from the Word of God. Thank God for resources. You heard the question, what are we here for? Have y'all ever heard that? What are we here for? Why did God create human beings? What are we here for? Y'all heard that question kind of in that way? What are we here for? What is our purpose, maybe? Maybe you heard it that way. What is our purpose? I'll tell you exactly what our purpose is. When God created everything in 6 days, he looked out and he said, you know, the trees, I've created them. I've created the water. I've created the mountains. Now they're trying to say volcanoes and everything else has caused some of these islands to come along. I don't believe God created everything. He created the stars and the sun and the moon and everything, created all the animals. But there was one thing missing that God couldn't have fellowship with all that. God said, there's something I need to have fellowship for. But there's a characteristic of God that God couldn't show on all that. It's called grace. When God made man, he knew man was going to sin in the garden. That's where God's grace and mercy, which are like this, you can't separate them. They're hand in hand. That's where God's grace and mercy came in. And God said, the animals, I can't give them that. The trees, I can't give them that. The stars and the moon and all that, I can't give that to them. But thank God he gave it to us. Amen? Amen. That's our purpose. We were created for God's glory to give back. But we failed in that with sin. But God said, now I'm going to give you grace and mercy. That's our purpose, for God to show his grace and mercy. Who needed to write a big old book on that? It's like the prayer of Jabez. Just read in Chronicles. You'll find that. Amen. But thank God for the strength from resources. The Holy Ghost will help you. The Word of God will help you. Being in church will help you. Other Christians and fellowshipping with them will help you. Thank God for our resources. Amen. Be thankful. For the resources. Be thankful for wonderful relationships. I thank God for friends. I thank God for Christian friends, whether at work or Gantt Street or other churches. I thank God for that. Amen. The wife, the children, you, the mother-in-law, father-in-law, you know, the old jokes. Well, my mother-in-law, she's blah, blah. My mother-in-law is wonderful. Amen. Well, my father-in-law is this. I said, well, my father-in-law is my pastor and my father-in-law. So he loves me and he preaches to me. But thank God for wonderful relationships. And you know, I thank God y'all have come to the church, Norman and Wanda. I've known y'all for years, but not like I know you now, especially your children. Jeremiah and Zachariah, I've seen them grow up at the mailbox. I've seen Norman come to work with little Zachariah sometimes and bring him in. But I ain't got to know him like I know him now. Walk in the door. Hey, Mr. Lewis. I mean, boy, if that don't humble you and make you melt, I ain't even gave him no candy. And Jeremiah, boy, I mean, that smile, that happiness, and just, I think it's real. I don't know about y'all, amen. But y'all remember me preaching on Christ, I mean, on childlike Christianity? Y'all wasn't here. But childlike Christianity, that humility is part of it. Well, we need to get that attitude like that. Put a little smile on your face. Wave. Amen. Well, if I walk in this church and Jeremiah ain't smiling and waving, something wrong. Either mama and daddy threaten him with something or he's sick. Amen. But thank God for wonderful relationships. Amen. You can have relationships with little children and on up. You know why I'm going to brag on my wife and Ashley. You know why those little kids over there at the daycare love them so much? It's because they don't just, you know, keep them in line, but they love on them. They hate it when they leave. Amen. They don't like it when they're off of, if they're not there. If they take off a day or whatever, and the mamas and daddies will tell them, "We sure are glad y'all back. So-and-so pitched a fit. He cried the whole time." They text last week. They text Cindy and said that her little baby, the little girl, the little gay, all she was saying all night was, "Ashy, Ashy, Ashy." Can't say Ashley. Then they go, "Ashy, she my Ashy." They've done that. Ashley said, "Well, I can be all y'all's Ashy." Joke is, Cindy was like a baby magnet. Man, I've gone in there before. You know, all them babies, I mean, like she just Velcro. Them babies all over her. Amen. Thank God for wonderful relationship. 1 John 4:7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God." I thank God for all the Christian friends I have, the people I've met along the way. And you know what? We don't realize some of the relationships we miss out on because we don't talk to people. Try to win people to Christ. Amen. I would have never met that man if God didn't put him in my part of my life. You know, we don't meet people by mistake. God said you forgot, sometimes you've entertained angels unawares. Give you one story, true story. I'm out there delivering the mail along Gibson Road. And right when you turn from like what used to be Ben Satcher Motors, right there, Taylor's Auto, you go on down Gibson Road, right around there, and I've come off, I think, Allen Street or one of those little side roads right there. This black woman, and she over there, "Excuse me, sir, excuse me." I don't know where she came from, but I do have to tell you the rest of the story. I do know where she came from. She said, "Sir, let me ask you a question. Can you tell me the directions?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I can." I said, "I ain't got no car out there nowhere." But me being me, I said, "Well, ma'am, let me talk to you for a little bit." I said, you're lost. I said, "I'm glad you lost." I said, "Because I can tell you somebody that can help you to get found." I said, "Jesus Christ died so you don't have to be lost, so you can be saved." I said, "You know Jesus?" "Ooh, I do know Jesus. I do know Jesus." I said, "Amen." I said, "That's wonderful to know Jesus, isn't it?" She said, "Oh, it is. It is." And she's bubbling. I'm bubbling. But no sooner than I'm sitting there and I got through talking to her and I drive off and I look in my little side mirror. She gone. I look at the other side mirror. She gone. I sit there and looked around. And I was like, "Where did that woman go?" And first thing hit me, "Lewis, you just entertained an angel unaware." He said, "Well, God sent a real angel down here." Why not? God can do anything he wants to, amen? Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth around those that fear God and delivereth them. If God opened our eyes right now, we see angels all around here. So I'm glad I talked to her about Jesus. Thank God for wonderful relationships. Thank God for free redemption. The animals died, they went back to the ground. But thank God for redemption. I'm not a good preacher. I'm not a good probably Bible study student, whatever. I'm not a good prayer warrior. It's because of me, not because of God. But I tell you one thing I am. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Amen. This world can look at us and say, y'all a bunch of crazy folk for being a Christian. Y'all don't know much because you a Christian. Y'all don't know that baby in there is a choice instead of it being life. Ain't that something? How they had on the internet the other day, this woman had a cesarean section and the nurse reaching down or the doctor reaching down and the baby's hand was reaching out and grabbed them. And they showed that on the internet, that baby's hand grabbing them. How is it if it's a choice for them to kill it, but then they want to get you, if you kill her and the baby, they both die, they want to get you for two murders? How is that? It can't be a choice and then a child. It just, you can't do that. It's either a choice or it's a child, but we know it's a child. And you don't even have to believe God to know it's a child. Just put your ear down there and listen to that heartbeat going. Why they put them on prenatal care? They want to take care of them if it ain't a child. If it's a choice, well, let them do drugs, alcohol, get fat, sloppy, lazy, whatever. Let them have a bad baby. Let them have a crack baby. If it's just a choice. But thank God when God was looking out, he had that grace and mercy because he needed to redeem us. And I'm glad for redemption. Amen. And it's free redemption by receiving that free gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. A gift you didn't sacrifice for it. A gift you didn't pay for it. A gift, all you have to do is receive it or reject it. I'm glad on September 20th of 1988, between 11 o'clock and 11:15 on a Tuesday night, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And then Mariana called up and said, "What you doing?" I said, "I'm praying." She said, "That's a good thing." She said, Cindy coming over?" I said, "Yeah, Cindy's on her way over there." That's right. Cody was already born. That's right. He was born in April of 88. He's 24 years old, and I was saved 24 years ago. He'll be 25 this year, and I'll be saved, Lord willing, 25 years. I can remember because of Cody. I bought my truck in April of 88. Cody was born in April of 88. I got saved in September of 88. It's a good year. Amen. My truck's still running. Cody's still here. I'm still saved. Amen. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. Amen. Free redemption. Free redemption. If you ain't got nothing else to thank God for, thank him that he paid our price. Paid your price. Amen. Thank God for free redemption. Amen. Thank God for victorious resurrection. Thank God he got up. Thank you, God, for an incorruptible, immortal, a changed, a glorified body. Hallelujah. Because he got up, we're going to get up, or we're going up. Y'all will miss me, but just remember, I'm up. Amen. Woo! Thank God for that. You know, they'll get cats and dogs, and they'll put them in the little dog pen and hope somebody will adopt them one day. But if they don't, they put them to sleep, and then that's it. But thank God we were adopted in God's family through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for a resurrection. He got up so that we can get up, so that we can be conformed in his image, as it says in Romans chapter 8 one day. We're predestined to be conformed in the image of God's Son, and whom he called, he's going to justify you. He's going to glorify you. Thank God he got up. He got up. The victory over death is because Jesus got up. Amen. Thank God for unworthy rewards. Bible says in Revelation 22:12, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." We give birthday presents, we give anniversary presents. But you know, God's got rewards for us too. And I'm not worthy to wear that crown. No wonder God said you're going to throw it at the feet of Jesus. When the 24 elders bow down and throw theirs at the feet of Jesus, guess what we're going to do with ours? "I'm not worthy, Lord. I'm unworthy. Jesus, it's all because of you. Here you go." Unworthy reward. But you know, there's a reward that we can take to heaven along with us, and that's soul winning. That's winning somebody to Christ. That's talking to somebody and leading them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you ain't going to have to worry about throwing them at the feet of Jesus, because they're going to be there praising Jesus and being thankful that they're in heaven with you because you led them to Christ one day. Amen? Thank God for that. I told you the story of Norman. Don't want to embarrass him, give him the big head, nothing like that. But when I first met Norman, Jesus wasn't nowhere in his life. And he'd testify. He'd probably be the first to tell you that. But you know, but over the years, and then Norman, you know, getting saved, and I didn't really talk to him at work, and you know, about how'd you get saved and stuff, and going to Lexington Baptist Church, and you go into break room. What do you find on the break, on the table? You find a King James Version Bible that's kind of worn out. Tells me the person been reading it, and it's sitting there. And I've seen other people sit there and they'll look through it and they'll be reading them too. I've seen Tony one time. He said, I don't go to church no more. I'm saved, but I don't need church. I said, Tony, you do need church. It's like saying I can eat food, but I don't need to brush my teeth. I said, you know, come on. But I've seen him over there reading the Bible. I've seen Bob that works with me. I've seen him over there reading stuff. I said, what you reading? I feel like Philip with the Ethiopian eunuch. What you reading? You need some interpretation? Amen. I said, man, see Norman over there reading his Bible on break while he's sitting there eating. And he over there reading his Bible. I said, man. I said, what happened to Norman? Amen. Well, he got redeemed. And then he's getting a reward. He wants to bless God for God blessing him. Amen. I believe by reading the Word of God and living for God, that's going to be a blessing back to God. Thank God for an unworthy reward. And then thank God for a promised return of Christ. One day he is coming back again. One day, and it could be tonight, it could be who knows when, but I'm promising you this, he said he's coming back. You men of Galilee, why are you standing here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus you see taken like manner is going to come back again in like manner. He's going to come back the same way you saw him leave. Thank God for a return, amen. Thank God. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.